President Trump today made a veiled threat to former FBI Director James Comey, writing in a tweet that Comey, quote, better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. Also on Twitter this morning, the president suggested that he might cancel daily press briefings and replace them with written statements. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is with us. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And let's start with this tweet about Comey. It does sound kind of like a threat.
It does indeed. It sounds as though the president has something. He puts the word tapes in a quotation marks, which suggests that he may just want to emphasize it. It also may mean that he doesn't have tapes and he just is talking about separate recollections of the conversation. Now, let's remember this conversation took place right after the inauguration back in January. The president called in the FBI director and essentially demanded his loyalty. And when James Comey said, I can give you my honesty, the president asked again for loyalty, apparently drawing a distinction. So this was a pretty high-level confrontation at that time, and the president is clearly suggesting he has a different recollection of it than the former FBI director.
But why call attention to it in this way and tweet something like that? Why does the president feel the need to say something like that on Twitter?
You know, that is a true mystery, Jeremy, because the word tapes, when you're talking about conversations in the White House about such things, is bound to conjure images of the Watergate controversy
right.
and scandal from 44 years ago now. If there are those who do remember it, and Donald Trump surely must be among them, he was in his mid-20s at the time, and it was a true national obsession for a couple of years, and it all turned on the tapes that were made in Richard Nixon's White House that showed that he was truly knowledgeable about the burglary and other crimes that were committed in the name of his 1972 re-election campaign.
What about the other tweets from Trump this morning? He said, as a very active president with lots of things happening, it is not possible for my surrogates to stand at podium with perfect accuracy. Maybe the best thing to do would be to cancel all future press briefings and hand out written responses for the sake of accuracy. Is that something he's going to do? Or what is all this about, Ron?
There is a great deal of unhappiness in the Oval Office, and particularly the president himself, with the performance of the people who go out and try to repeat what they're told to say. They have not been terribly effective in dominating the shows the way, that is to say, the cable television shows that the president watches incessantly. They have not gotten across the president's point of view as effectively as he would like to see it done.
But they're still going to have press briefings, as far as we know.
It seems highly unlikely that he would give up the opportunity. He keeps talking about the ratings that the cable television coverage, which, by the way, is daily, of every Sean Spicer briefing. He is the White House press spokesman. And that job has lately been filled in for by a surrogate or two. And those people have not been particularly successful either without getting into all the details of their interviews. But they have been caught up in the contradictions between the different explanations for the firing of FBI Director Comey that have come from the president himself. So it becomes very difficult to unravel and untangle all of his stories. And when they fail to do that, he is unhappy with them and wants to replace them with written statements.
Another big story I want to get your thoughts on, Ron, from today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced new charging and sentencing policy at the Department of Justice.
Going forward, I have empowered our prosecutors to charge and pursue the most serious offense, as I believe the law requires, most serious, readily provable offense. It means that we're going to meet our responsibility to enforce the law with judgment and fairness. It is simply the right and moral thing to do.
How significant is this, Ron? It sounds like a major reversal of Obama-era policies, which sought to reduce sentences for nonviolent drug offenders.
That's right. The Justice Department reforms for all of criminal justice in the latter portion of the Obama administration under Attorney General Loretta Lynch was all moving towards decreasing surplus populations of nonviolent offenders in the prison system all over the country, which has grown to historic proportions, and try to also divert some of these people into more productive programs other than just sending them to the prison system to become hardened criminals, which tends happens to be what happens. So this is all being reversed. What practical effect it will have will depend largely on how the practice, the rubber hitting the road at the level of each individual prosecutor in each jurisdiction, actually sorts out. That's what was happening with Lynch's recommendations, and that's what will happen now with Attorney General Sessions.
And we will continue to follow that story. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.